At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Omer Al-Khatib, Director of Corporate Affairs and Investor Relations. Please go ahead, Mr. Al-Khatib.
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you for joining us on this conference call to discuss the fire at our Arbel Group facilities and the preliminary assessments of the limited business impact of the fire. On the line with us today, we have Murad Al-Khatib, President and CEO of Alliance Grain Traders, Hussein Arsalan, our Executive Chairman of the Board of Directors and the President of the Arbel Group. But before we get started, I would like to remind everyone that today's call may include forward-looking statements. Such forward-looking statements are given as of the date of this call and involve certain risks and uncertainties. A number of factors and assumptions were implied in the formulation of such statements, and actual results could differ materially. For additional information with respect to our forward-looking statements, factors, and assumptions, I would direct you to our news release and our recent filings on SEDAR. I'll now turn things over to Murad to make a statement, and then we'll go to questions. Murad?
Thank you, Omar. Good morning, everyone, and happy holidays and happy New Year to everyone. As you have read in our news release from this morning, a fire occurred at the Arbel Group compound located in Mersin, Turkey, in the early morning hours of December 27, 2010. We're happy and relieved to report that no one was injured in this event. As we have said in our news release, initial reports of the fire cause indicate a third-party operated truck and trailer carrying a delivery of white beans caught fire shortly after arriving to our premises around 1:45 a.m. Once the fire had ignited, it spread to nearby warehouses, and preliminary reports from authorities have deemed the fire accidental, and as we've stated, no one was injured in this event. We have extensive damage to two warehouse buildings and an enclosed loading and receiving area, and that's what our preliminary reports are showing in terms of the building damage. There was inventory stored in these areas that was lost in the fire or affected by water and smoke, consisting of lentils, popcorn, chickpeas, rice, beans, and packaging materials like jute bags, cartons, the cardboard cartons we use for packing pasta, polyethylene film, and polypropylene bags. We estimate that between 7 and 10,000 tons of inventory may have been affected or lost, and damage to the adjacent buildings and other inventory at our facilities was minimized through the great efforts of our staff and local fire crews responding to the emergency call. We also estimate that there was no material environmental impact as a result of this incident. We are relieved, again, as a CEO, that the call that you never want to have is a call like this one, but we're very relieved that no one was injured in this fire. We've been working with the local authorities and our insurance specialists to determine the cause of the fire and the extent of the damage and losses. We've temporarily shut down the pulses and grains processing side of the Mersin facility, and we're expecting production to resume early next week on Monday, the 3rd of January. As we expect to be back to normal seasonal production no later than the third week of January, I want to also note, though, that our Arbella pasta production was unaffected by this fire. We're working to make arrangements in the short term to minimize the impact on our Turkish operations, such as utilizing other origins to fill shipments if needed, and taking advantage of additional storage and warehousing both on our own compound and third parties if required. I think one of the things I just want to say in a very general sense is warehouses and inventory are very easy to replace. Production facilities are much more difficult, and we're very fortunate that our production facilities are unaffected by the fire. The only effect will be just a slowdown to clean up the site and to begin reconstruction. So this is certainly a not of the magnitude that it could have been. We're a company with an established and clearly defined risk management program that is a central operational principle of our business. One of the first things that was done after the acquisition of Arbel was the evaluation of the insurance requirements and policies that we currently have in place. Through this process, we determined the requirement to enlist the services of well-known firms in the area of insurance and coverage for our business. So we enlisted the services of Aon Risk Services Turkey as our insurance broker. Aon has a long-standing relationship with us. They do all of our Canadian plants as well. And so we retained their services to go out and ensure we had adequate coverage in our Turkish operation. Part of that process was to take a policy of property damage insurance and local good standard coverages with Aviva SA Turkey, one of the world's largest insurers. And as we stated in our press release, although the cause of the fire and the extent of damage and losses are still under investigation, AGTI currently believes that the insurance policies we have in place will adequately cover significantly all of the losses related to this fire. I would like to specifically thank everyone in all the jurisdictions that assisted in fighting this fire. Specifically, I want to issue a public thank you to the governor of Mersin, Mr. Hasan Basri Güzeloğlu, who himself got up out of his bed at 4 o'clock in the morning and attended this fire site along with our management team. And with his assistance, local fire crews from the municipalities of Mersin, Tarsus, Adana, as well as the Forest Fire Fighting Authority of Turkey were called to the site to assist in controlling the fire, which took over 5 hours. So, you know, with that type of effort, we were able to contain the blaze. We were able to keep it away from our production facilities and keep it from spreading beyond the warehouse and inventory area that it was affected by the fire. We'll certainly have more to report in due course as details are available, but I would now like to open it up for some questions. I think that, you know, our prevailing message is, you know, the effects were isolated to warehouses and inventory. We'll be back up and running in a very short period of time, and we're optimistic in our ability to make up lost production over the course of the first quarter. So, you know, the impacts on our business will certainly be limited, and we're very pleased with the ability. I also just want to make one more statement to our investors and analysts. The swift action of our staff and the management team on the ground to isolate the fire, to move inventory away from the blaze, and to react swiftly with local authorities has certainly minimized the losses to the company. And so, you know, my sincere gratitude and thank you to Hussein Arslan, Hasan Arslan, who is our Senior Vice President of Processing Operations in Turkey, who arrived at the site, I think, around 10 minutes after the blaze started and really acted as the leader to mobilize the staff on site to move inventory away and to ensure that we could fight this particular fire. The key message here is it's all about systems and preparation. Our fire suppression systems were up to date. Our insurance coverages were up to date. And as a result, we're able to minimize the effects of this particular incident. So, Omar, I'll be happy to take a few questions.
All right. Joe, I'll turn it over to you to provide some information on the Q&A.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. If you are using a speakerphone, please lift the handset before pressing any keys. In order to accommodate as many callers as possible, one question from each person will be taken. To ask a supplemental question, please press star and one again to rejoin the question queue. If time does not allow for the response to all of the questions, the Alliance Grain Traders Investors Relations Group will follow up after the call. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. First question is from Mr. Dana Merber of GNP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thanks for hosting the call. Murad, you just you mentioned about having some third-party warehouses available. Can you give us a little bit more color on that? How far away are they, and any additional warehouse storage that you have on site?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of key points. I mean, we are definitely, you know, blessed and well equipped with significant warehouse storage capacity in Turkey. We have eight main warehouse complexes within the facility, the Arbel compound. Two of the warehouses were, you know, are basically a total loss, with six remaining warehouses plus the pasta processing facility separate from that within the compound. I think we have adequate warehouse storage to ensure that we can continue with our processing operations even during the rebuild. Mersin City being a port city, there is significant amounts of third-party warehouse storage available. And as a result of having, you know, the all-risks coverage on our policy, you know, third-party warehouse costs if necessary, as well as additional costs of transport, will be covered under our policy. So I don't think that that's going to be a big constraint, for us going forward. We will have adequate floor space. Of course, the other thing is, of course, in Turkey, we don't have the weather issues we have in Canada. So, an ability to even utilize, concrete, aprons within the complex with tarps and things for warehouse storage temporarily can also be utilized. So we'll get through it, definitely, Dana.
Great. Thanks for the caller. Appreciate it.
The next question comes from Max Vishnikov of Octagon Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for holding the call. quick question on the loading and receiving area that was affected. Is that area actually was serving the other six warehouses, or it's only for those two warehouses? Or if you can give us maybe a little bit more color on that.
We have more than one loading area, so we'll be able to shift the load out to another area of the particular plant. So from that perspective, Max, we're not constrained on our loading program. We'll just have to shift it to another area. So the warehouses are set up with a opening at each end because they're all in a row. There's four in a row and four across with a covered loading area in between. And so what we'll do is we'll shift the loading to the other end of the warehouse complex while the other end is rebuilt. So I think we'll be fine on that. If that's your question, I don't think that we'll have an effect on that.
Yeah, got it. Thank you. I'll jump back in the queue. Thank you.
Okay.
Next question is from Ken Gusseau of CTV Regina. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
Do you have a dollar estimate on how much damage there was?
We're still in the process of finalizing that estimate, but preliminary management estimates are somewhere in the range of $10 to $12 million of damage. And a large portion of that would be actually inventory loss and, of course, the reconstruction of warehouse buildings. But, the insurance coverage will, in our assessment, be adequate to cover significantly all of our losses, and we'll rebuild quickly and get moving again, Ken.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Robert Winslow of Wellington West Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, Robert, go ahead.
Perfect. Yeah, Murad, do you have business interruption insurance? And if so, how does that work? What's the mechanism? Is there a delay in getting funds from insurance on that and so forth?
Yeah, we do have business interruption coverage. So under what we call local goods standard coverages with Aviva under our policy, we do have business interruption and additional cost insurance. And so, of course, as in any insurance proceeding, the key for us is to be able to demonstrate the profit loss on the inventory and to be able to demonstrate the real loss to the insurer and then to claim that under our policy. Now, Robert, because it's a pretty, cut and dried process in terms of our ability to demonstrate that, we think that substantially all of these discussions around, lost production, lost opportunity and profit on inventory will be concluded within the first quarter. And so, I really view this as an inter-quarter effect. And by quarter one end, all of these things should come out in the wash. We are really at this point, management estimates are that we are going to have not a material impact on our operational results as a result of this incident.
That's great. Thank you.
As a reminder, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their telephone. The next question is from Maggie Johnson of Cormark Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Murad. I'm just wondering if you could perhaps highlight sort of the key business area that was affected in terms of the timeline for bringing it back on, in between that January 3rd date up to the third week of January?
Well, I mean, basically, it was only the warehousing and loading area on the, Hussein, is that the west end of our compound? I think it's the west end of our compound.
Okay.
And so that's the only effect. So the production facilities are located on the east end of the property. And
okay.
So from that perspective, realistically, the interruption in in processing is very limited, more just cleanup and safety, you know, issues around the removal of debris.
Okay.
And so once that is completed, Maggie, we'll be back at production. So with six additional warehouses, plus for any of you who have seen pictures or attended our facilities, we have significant steel silo storage as well available for raw material storage. You know, we do feel that basically between the 3rd of January and the 3rd week of January will be cleanup of debris. The construction will restart on the two warehouses, and the target is to be completed before the end of the first quarter. So we have about a 60-day window to reconstruct the two warehouses and the loading area, and I can tell you that seems like a very aggressive schedule, but we think it's very achievable.
Okay, great. Thank you.
The next question is from a follow-up from Ken Gusseau of CTV Regina. Please go ahead.
Thanks.
Yes, Ken.
You mentioned that some of the inventory was damaged by smoke and water. Are you able to salvage any of that?
Yeah, I mean, we have independent assessments of the inventory going on currently. You know, anything that is damaged, you know, by smoke and water to a point of putting the product at risk will just be sold for animal feed. So, you know, we won't put that into any type of a human consumption market. But, you know, Ken, at this point, it's still pretty early. The amount of inventory that was not lost compared to just water damage and smoke, the significant portion was actually burned to ashes. So we don't have so much because the staff were able to isolate inventory on the edge of the fire and pull it away with forklifts. It wasn't so much volume affected just by the smoke and water.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Max Vishnikov of Octagon Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, quickly, the question. Before January 3rd and that third week of January, well, the facility returns back to seasonal production level. And like by your expectation, in terms of percentage terms, what is the drop sort of like in utilization might be expected?
I mean, Max, you know what? With additional capacity available in Turkey,
mm-hmm.
management estimates today are that any drop-off in those 2 weeks will be made up in the subsequent 2 weeks. So we're not expecting a significant earnings effect as a result of lost production. You know, if we were running at full utilization, then we would have been in a position where we would have had lost sales. We don't foresee that to be an issue. So, you know, I think that ultimately we on the 3rd of January, you know, will return to, you know, fairly normal production levels. The disruption will be shut down for debris removal and cleanouts, which are being planned, I think, for off-peak operating hours as well. So we'll definitely have Hussein and the management team there, you know, working on minimizing any disruptions.
Okay, got it. Okay, great. Thank you.
And that brings us to the end of our questions. I'd like to thank you all for joining us on our call today. I'd just like to remind you, if you have any follow-up questions, you can feel free to contact us at our Regina head office, and we'd be more than happy to follow up with you. Again, I'd like to thank you all for attending our conference call.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. You may disconnect your lines. Thank you for participating, and have a pleasant day.